Members of the board are present, media has been notified, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did you watch any of the...
Need a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund of $59.19 to $59.88.
I'm up for approval. I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the November 14th regular town board meeting.
So moved for approval. And I'll second that too.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 14th regular town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the November 20th, 2018 special town board meeting.
I'll move for approval of those minutes.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 20th special town board meeting.
Question, Matt?
Yes.
On the 20th, I guess I went back and I tried to find where that special meeting was.
It was the last meeting of our budget meeting.
It was the last part of that meeting?
Mm-hmm.
I was here and I don't remember it.
Yeah, there's three parts to it. It was the...
Yeah, there's the budget hearing, the special town meeting, and then the special town board meeting. They're all...
Okay, but was it identified as being for the fire department?
No. That's not this meeting.
No, that's not this meeting. This was the last meeting of the budget hearing.
When we had the budget hearing.
And we just had to approve the budget. The only duties that the town board had it, that was to approve the budget.
That was, this isn't the fire department?
No.
That was a week ago yesterday.
Now, this was on the 20th.
Okay, but my question is that third part of the regular budget meeting, was that in reference to the special meeting for the fire department?
No.
No.
No, this was a separate special town board meeting that was held when we had the budget hearing.
Okay.
We went right into it after the special town meeting.
Okay.
We'll have the minutes for the special town board meeting with the fire department coming up at a future...
Probably the next.
The next town board meeting.
Well, talk about that, you know, that I went back and tried to find something about that. You know, that there's no doubt we need something done with the fire department. Nothing, no qualms with that. It's the way the meeting was set up. It was posted in the Times in town here, which per...
Yeah, we should probably, though, Bill, talk about that when that meeting is...
Well, I'm not gonna be here.
I can talk to you about it afterwards, okay?
Because it put in the Times, the Times didn't even get to my house until after the meeting. I went online that morning. The Times is horrible for their electronic edition.
Yeah.
Now...
We don't have any control over the newspaper.
Well, it should have been, in my opinion, posted earlier.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Where are we here now? Treasurer's report, number nine.
Yep. Calm before the storm. I just received 3,750 tax bills. They have to be folded, put in the envelope, stamped, and out of here. So I'm having fun. But other than that, things are pretty quiet. We did have quite a few checks that we wrote this month because we paid the fire department their annual payments. So therefore, in the regular account, we have $822,911.19. And in the ambulance account, we have $483,742.54.
Can I ask a question? How much is in the reserve fund?
Right here.
As of today?
$223,121.09.
Okay.
Yeah, 223-12, I'm sorry, 223-212-78.
Oh, 212-78?
Yeah, forgot the interest, yeah.
Okay.
223-212.78.
Okay.
I'm up for approval.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Number 10, public comment on agenda items.
I have a question. I looked, tried to look on the website to see how many hours it is for the clerk and the deputy clerk. And maybe I'm not looking in the right place, but I couldn't see posted hours. Can you tell me how many hours?
Hours?
Yeah.
Well, the town hall is open from 9 to 3:30, and either the clerk or the deputy clerk is here unless for some reason they're both have to be gone.
But I mean, does the deputy clerk have, is that by so many, a date, certain days, or how's it figured?
She's here every day from 9 to noon.
Okay.
And 9 to 3:30 on Friday.
And 9 to 3:30 on Friday. Okay, thanks. I just couldn't find it.
Question that.
Yep.
Is Sue like the Flambeau resident?
No, she's not.
I guess I have a problem with this, you know, we're bringing somebody in from...
We can, I guess if you want, we can discuss it when we get to that portion.
Okay, I'm sorry, I thought...
That's fine.
I thought that's where you were at.
No, I'm at public comment.
Well, I thought that's...
It is, but I'll take it during that, too.
Okay, all right, fine.
That way we're all fresh with it. Item number 11, discussion approval WPS lighting contract. After our last meeting, we had approved putting some new LED lights in lights on Cemetery Road. And I had, prior to that and after that, been talking to George Thompson with the Tribal Roads Department and also with a guy from WPS, and his name is escaping right now. But anyway, I met with a guy from WPS and we drove through it and looked, and there were, 11. There's 11 poles that are vacant out there that they could put lights on yet, so that then we would have a light on every pole rather than every other pole. The pole spans are about 300 feet, so the lights are around every 600 feet, 500 to 600 feet. And it would then light that entire stretch of road where there's an awful lot of homes there. So I asked the guy, I said, well, put together some type of price quote for us and you can send it to myself and I don't know if he sent it to George or not. But anyway, we got this and I thought it was going to be a lot more to put light fixtures on those poles. And the total comes to $1,537.77. And that's for new light fixtures, for 11 new light fixtures out there.
Total or total. Per?
Total. Yeah. So I thought, well, with that being the case, you know, I thought I'd bring it to the board and see what the board thought about the town just putting those up. It's not a huge expense, and it would really help with the safety in there. Yes, Kay?
Are there, you said now it's every other pole. Are the ones that it's on now LEDs, or are they something
no,
else?
No, there's a couple of them that are LEDs that they had placed on before. I think there were 9 of them that weren't, that were switching over to LEDs.
But that's not part of
that's
this.
That's not part of this. That was the last contract at the last meeting that we had.
So does the tribe split this with us, or we're doing it?
No, this would, at least what's on the agenda today, is that the town would just pay for it. We currently pay the monthly fee, electric fee, for those, and also the ones along Highway 47 and all around town. So this would be the cost of $1,537.77 to install them, and then the lighting fee is $200.53
Per poll?
Per month to run them.
Per poll?
Per total.
No, for total.
For the 12?
So you get $18.23 per poll?
Yep.
Per month, which is electric.
That's a bargain.
Yeah, it's very, very cheap.
So you're gonna do the whole town?
I don't know.
The savings of LEDs has a one-year payback.
Exactly, exactly. Yes, Kate?
Could, if you decide that on these other polls that have the regular, not the LED, if in the future you were gonna call them back and have those switched over?
We already are. That was...
Oh, this part?
This is, at our last meeting, we had the WPS lighting contract, and that was to upgrade nine of the 12 lights to LED, which the board approved.
That's current, not the...
The existing ones.
Okay.
These are to add extra lights.
Okay. And how much did it cost just then? I don't remember.
You don't have it on here.
Oh, okay.
For what?
To upgrade those nine.
How much was it for the upgrade of those other nine?
On Cemetery Road, oh, okay.
I don't remember what those were.
So that, so they'll do it all...
It was at our last meeting.
Yeah, and they'll do it then all at the one time, so we're not paying another...
I would suspect they'd do it all at one time.
The reason you vacated every other one at some point in time is because the ones that were existing had newer and brighter lights?
No, I think that's just the way that they originally did it, was they just put lights on every other poll.
So there was never lights on all of them at any point in time? Not even back on their incandescent or whatever?
It's been that way since they built all those houses on Cemetery Road. They've always had just those lights up every other poll.
Okay, so the town currently pays for all light poles in the town?
We don't pay, we haven't paid for the poles in the past.
Right.
Like along Highway 47 here, it was part of the state contract, and actually, I think the tribe paid for the poles and the lights. But we pay the electric bill each month to run them.
For all of them?
Yeah.
Up D also?
Yep.
So tribe can add all kinds of lights, and we just have to pick up the lighting?
Well, when they add lights, in the past, they've come to us when, you know, when this was done, that was part of the agreement, the tribe planning department, Emerson came to us and said, you know, we're gonna upgrade these, guys pay for the lights, and that's the way it has been in the past. You know, they may put the lights up. They have their own that they pay for too, like around Little Pines and the ones in the back there, those the tribe pays for. But the ones that are like intersections of 70 and Fit and F and 47, those...
On town too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those the town pays for. Yes, Bill?
Did you say you had the cost to operate these old HID lights on the highway here that we're paying for?
The old cost? I don't, yeah, we did. I don't remember what the old cost...
I mean, what we're paying now for electric use?
It's all broken down into areas.
We have it at like, I have three cabinets that I pay for.
Three different, we get three different billings for them.
Apparently there's three different cabinets, because...
And it's listed by cabinet, so like...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, the ones up 47 are one billing, the ones on D are one billing, and then the other ones are a third billing.
But the lights on the highway right now, we're paying the electric.
Yep.
On them, those are the old style lights.
These are new style.
Oh.
These are all LEDs.
I don't know about all of them though, I mean...
There's a couple that are...
I think where Bill's going with it, he wants us to check in and see what it costs just to upgrade them all.
Upgrade them all.
That was my question, and I'm looking at your costs here. It might behoove us, rather than just doing those out there, to look at any of the old style, because in my quick numbers here, it's only a...
What's a fraction of the cost?
Well, it's about, at the cost you're talking about here, per installing new, the payback with electric use is maybe 8 months.
Yeah. Well, I can make a call to public service and say, can you do an inventory of the remainder of the lights we have in town and see about changing those to LEDs too? According to George, George Thompson, they've got some type of program going on now where they're, you know, it's a lot cheaper to do the upgrades. And that's why he was talking to them originally about Cemetery Road and getting those done.
Do we have a contract for the electric use, or is it annual, whatever the rate is?
Well, it's their light rate. They give towns and municipalities a cut rate on it, but right now they say monthly rate of $18.23.
Per light?
Per light.
What about damage to them? Are they responsible? We don't have to replace them?
If they get damaged or shot out or something, that's a town cost.
Because I know that was a big issue in Monaco and Woodruff.
Yeah, we've had it out here a couple of times too.
Well, we've had cars hit the ones right along here, and the tribe came and handled it right away.
Yeah.
They had extra light port. I mean, they...
I think they've got extra poles for these ones.
But they have to maintain them. That's my point.
I think the poles are theirs, so I'm not sure how the...
Once we buy the light, they maintain them.
Yeah, I don't know what the agreement is that the tribe has with public service on the poles along here. If the tribe owns the poles or public service does, and if they're damaged, you know, the tribe replaces them, that's...
We don't have to...
We don't have to do anything with the pole itself. Ours is just the light.
Okay.
Did the light upgrade stop, or the 47 upgrade stopped, or did they go all the way through town on...
They got them all the way through town.
All the way through town?
Yeah, I think they upgraded everything. So, what we've got here is what the board would like to do with a...
I'll make a motion for approval, and then I think we should look into the rest of the upgrades.
Okay.
As a secondary part of this, so, but I'll make approval for this particular contract.
And I agree, if that makes sense, I'll second the motion.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded to approve the contract with Wisconsin Public Service for the addition of lights to Cemetery Road. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item 12, appoint Sue Ackland as deputy clerk in Nancy Edwards and deputy clerk Donna Zarek's absence. Okay, Bill.
Okay.
Now we're here.
I guess I have an issue with a person that is not a resident. The other part of the questions I have on that is the clerk and deputy clerk, I guess that's what you're talking about here, are they salaried?
I'm salaried and I'm going on vacation.
But what's...
Donna's hourly, and her husband is battling cancer right now.
So what we're looking at doing is to have a third person available in the event that Nancy or Donna can't be here. Because Nancy knows she's going to be out of town.
Donna's going to try to be here.
Donna's going to try to be here, but you know, if somebody comes in and has an open records request, we have somebody, you know, here to cover. And what this is basically to make sure we have somebody at the town hall to cover should they need the clerk service.
Well, where's the money going to come from to pay the person?
Well, it'll be under Sue's regular salary.
Yeah, she won't get any more.
She won't get any more. She's willing to do it with her regular salary, just to be designated as a third or second deputy clerk in the event that the other two can't be here.
Except that usually...
It's going to be subsidized out of your taxes.
Yeah. I didn't hear that.
She says it's going to be subsidized
out of your taxes.
Well, it's subsidized, Sue, out of everybody's, not just mine. But
no, we're looking at just to make sure that we're covered here.
Well, usually something like this, in government today, next thing you know, it's another position created that...
Well, I think that's why we're doing it in this manner, is we're not trying to create a new position. I think we're just trying to contain it within while we go through this period of time where we don't have all the bases. Otherwise, it's going to be me and Matt are going to be down.
Yeah, it's
well, there you go. What's wrong with that, John, Chris? I'm okay with that.
It's mainly to make sure that the clerk position is covered should they both have to be gone.
That's not usual.
Hopefully it never happens.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of...
Well, we know Nancy's going to be gone.
I know Nancy's going to be gone. Donna, you know, with her personal things that she has going, we just want to make sure that it's covered. So, okay?
I wish I had a copy of it. There were a couple meetings with readings of that open records ordinance, and then there were some changes made on it. I thought at the time there was a discussion about what if, but I did, I thought it said then appoint, or I can't remember what the ordinance said.
It includes the deputy clerk or her appointed.
I believe it reads something, I can appoint.
Yeah.
Whoever needed in my absence.
Okay.
I believe that's how it reads.
Okay.
To be the custodian of the records.
To be the custodian of the records.
So, okay.
You know, this isn't, we're not trying to create another position, we're not trying to make government bigger. God knows I don't want to do that. But it's just to cover us should something unforeseen come up where the two of them, we know one is going to be gone, and we're not really sure on the deputy clerk, so we want to make sure that it's covered.
One other question. Has the town board ever done a job performance on any of the employees?
Not an actual sit-down, fill-out job performance. You know, if, I guess if there were a problem with an employee, then the town board would have to pull them in and talk to them about it. We're lucky, all of our employees have been very, very good.
Sue's been here 19 years.
Yeah, well, Sue and even with the road crew and the transfer station, they've been very.
Should you ever pat them on the back and say you're doing a good job?
I do that.
I go out of my way all the time.
I always do.
I mean, when you see that plow truck go past your house at 4 o'clock.
Doesn't go by mine.
Well, you got a county guy you can pat on the back.
You don't count on him.
Okay.
You don't count on him.
But when you see that plow truck go by your house at 4 o'clock in the morning because it just got snow, and I guess you can appreciate what they're doing.
We give them attaboys.
But if, I'm just thinking of our son's annual performance review. You know, it's always been a glowing thing, but just what Bill was saying is if we had a procedure in place, then you wouldn't be asking, do you give them a pat on the back? Every year they would have an official recognition of, you know, good job. I guess that's what I'm saying. I never think of job performance on any employee as paying them a part. You know, just thinking of our son's experience.
I'm afraid a lot of times that's what they're used for.
Really? See, and our son, I mean, we just look forward to it because it's always been recommendation and approval. So I have an exact opposite viewpoint of a job.
Tear somebody down or hold a hammer over their head.
Really?
We have good employees.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess I'm just looking at it. That's my perception.
Very dependable. I guess we are.
Never seen a need for it.
No, never seen a need for it. When you don't have a need for something, again, you know, I've said it in the past, you can paperwork and policy yourself to death if you choose to.
But you can't ever do a thing of it is, Matt, you can't ever do a single out of person to do one. You have to do everybody.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
100%.
Correct.
So you consequently, if there is a problem, you can't pull a one person in to do something like that.
Yeah. Well, if there's a real complaint or there's a problem, you know, that would be a detriment to the community, then you can pull that person in.
I know
it might be costly, but maybe you can.
You could.
I know.
I would.
Every employee of this town goes out of their way to say hi to me when they see me, and I didn't even see them, and they're always very grateful.
Yeah, they're very
people.
Trustworthy and dependable. I think we're lucky to have all of them.
And they know that they could come to me at any time if there was an issue.
Jim?
When Sue is wearing the clerk or deputy clerk's hat, is she automatically records custodian?
If the other two are gone, yes, then okay. She would be the custodian. She would be performing the clerk's.
Appointed
deputy clerk and performing the clerk's duties.
I'll make a motion for approval.
And I'll second. I think Sue was the logical choice for this position because she knows the ropes here. She knows the procedures.
Motion been made and seconded to appoint Sue Ackland as deputy clerk in the absence of Nancy and Donna. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I want a raise.
You think it out of bills.
Let's reconsider that.
Go buy a good Jack.
Item number 13, discussion approval of bartender's license application for Elliott Rising Sun.
Perfectly fine.
I'll make a motion for approval.
And I will second that.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the bartender's license for Elliott Rising Sun. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn at 1:25.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Thank you for coming.